I will be very brief. I will share with you just to make you comfortable, because in the interest of time, we don't have a lot of time. But I'll tell you what Elizabeth Taylor said to her last husband, which was husband number eight, and that should relax you. I will not keep you very long. Let us pray. Dear God, thank you for your continued love to undeserving people. And we just thank you for the opportunities that you give to us to serve you. We know it is a risk that you take, placing people like ourselves in such a holy and precious work. But we know that if you use us, we could do great things, not because of us, but because of you. In Jesus' name, amen. You've heard a scripture. Paul was just giving simple acknowledgement and encouragement to those who were running in the Christian race. He said, don't you know that everyone who runs in a race runs, but only one person gets the prize? So run that you would obtain the prize. For everyone who does it, they do it for the mastery, but they're doing it to receive corruptible crowns. But we're doing it for a different purpose. We're doing it to receive incorruptible crowns. So if you're going to run, don't run like somebody who's just beating air, and what this simply means is just throwing punches out of nowhere, but never with a target in mind. Run with a focus, keeping your eyes on the prize. For they don't give prizes to people who begin races. Prizes are only given to those who finish the race. And this is why the Lord admonishes us. He said, he who begun a good work in you is faithful and just to bring it to completion. So if you don't finish the race, it's never God's fault. And he also reminds us that he is the author and the finisher of our faith. We see a God who doesn't just ask us to run, but is there every step of the way to ensure that not only do we begin the race, but that we finish strong. In a race, every athlete knows that intense training has to go into that process. And when they begin training, they are usually never distracted, for if they are, the possibilities of continuing might never happen. And so in running, so many things happen. There may be injuries, there may be illnesses, but a true runner knows no matter what happened, they don't quit. And when they do begin the race, no matter what happens while they're running, a true runner knows you don't look to the left and you do not look to the right, and you most certainly never look before you. You keep your eyes focused on the finish line, for that is where the prize is. And so God has invited us to join him in a race and has asked us to keep our focus on him. For every time we move our eyes on Jesus, we start to sink like Peter. And so sometimes we become distracted by illnesses and finances and bad relationships and seven classes and all the other things that seem to keep us distracted. And in some cases, maybe even our leadership roles could keep us distracted. But nevertheless, if we remember the reason why we began the race in the first place, then we wouldn't lose our focus, no matter what is happening on the left or on the right. When a runner is running, it is likely that probably opponents might yell out things to try some kind of distraction. And maybe the things they yell out may not always be pleasant. In our race for Christ, people will yell out things that will attack our characters. They will make statements and comments about us that are totally untrue. They will formulate all kinds of assumptions about who they think we are, even though they've never had an opportunity to sit in a personal dialogue with us. Everything they know is second and third hand information. But you don't quit the race because people start talking. Because God has given us a sure word, In his word, Isaiah 54 and verse 17, he said, no weapons that I ever forged against you will ever prosper. And every single tongue that is ever raised up against you in judgment, it may not be condemned today, tomorrow, or even next year, but it is only a matter of time before that tongue is condemned. Because we are the heritage of a most high God, and the righteousnesses are of him. He recognizes that we are not righteous, and that really in his presence we stand accused. But when we stand in that name that is above every other name, then we find ourselves secured and we know that we can trust God. And so as we come to almost the end of our leadership, we have run. There were difficult moments, there were trying moments, there were overwhelming moments, there were frustrating moments, and there are times when I cannot speak for the others, but I could say there were instances where I felt that I did not want to finish the race. But a true runner never quits. Because he who began a good work is faithful and just to bring it to completion. We're not running alone, but with someone who has promised that he would be with us every step of the way, for he reminds us in his word in the book of Hebrews, he said, I would never leave you and I would never forsake you. So there is nothing that we do that we are doing it alone. And so today I encourage you as you move forward, we have elections coming up soon and some of you will consider running. And there are those who will say to you, don't run. I remember when I was getting ready to do this, I was being discouraged in a few areas because people thought they knew where I would best be placed. And so they told me, President, I don't know. I think you just suit better in religious affairs. That was not a bad thing because actually that is exactly where my heart was leaning towards running. But I felt very deep within my spirit that God was calling me to do something greater. And so I forgo what I myself wanted to do, and I listened to the voice of God. And I remember when one individual in the comments said to me, he said, so where are you going to be running? And I said, I believe I'm going to go with the Spirit of God, and that is to run in the world of president. And he said, interesting. And I knew what that meant. It's kind of like donkey has no right in horse race, but I've seen donkeys run. And I know. I knew exactly what that meant. Donkey has no right in a horse race. But I knew that I was not running by myself. And I knew who was running with me. And so I encourage you today, if you make a decision to go into this process, I ask you to not listen to the voice of anyone under the sun, but that spirit that keeps you awake at night, that tells you what to do. For God still speaks, and his children knows his voice. And you ought to listen to his voice, because there are people who will tell you where you will and will not serve, and what will happen to you in life, and where you will go based on your gender, your race, your status, your ethnicity. But if you believe in God, I have seen him take people out of nothing and made great things out of them. Run, 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 and let no man steal your crown.